Sometimes you're climbing a mountain, try to reach to the top. Sometimes the going gets tough, sometimes you have to give up. Sometimes your friends and your loved ones expect you to do. Think the thing that you order, but we just can't pull it through. When the blues overtakes you, feel it in your bones. Gotta fight them demons, tell them to leave you alone. They wine and dine at your table, sleep in your bed, wait outside your door, pound inside your head. Sometimes you're climbing a mountain, try to reach to the top. Sometimes the going gets tough, sometimes we have to give up. When the blues overtakes you, feel it in your bones. Gotta fight them demons, tell him to leave you alone. Gotta fight them demons, tell him to leave you alone. Gotta fight them demons, tell him to leave you alone.
It's the Raven of the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, and it's always nice when we have a live session which goes so well, and then a little bit later on, in this case almost 2 years later on, the person comes back. Hans Tasek, welcome to the Houseboat on the Thames. Good to see you again.
Nice to be here, Dave.
It's been a good 18 months for you, a very busy 18 months. Where do we start? Should we start with the album Visions with Terry Evans?
We recorded that shortly after I was here in 2007 in December. I was on an American tour and met Terry in Los Angeles, and we went through some songs and recorded this album. We did it really quick. We took about 2 days to get the album in the can.
Did you know when you were here that you were going to be doing the album with Terry, or was it pure coincidence?
We've been talking about it for years, actually. I've been working with Terry on and off over the last 15 years or so, and we'd been talking about doing a stripped-down duo record, just two guitars, two voices, and that's what happened then. It seemed a good opportunity. Yes. I was in the States and he was at home, so we just went into the studio and did it.
And did you at the time, when you went in the studio, know what you were going to be doing, or how did it pan out?
Yeah, we'd been sitting around in Terry's kitchen for a couple of days, just going through songs. We had probably 150 songs we had to choose from, so we just picked a few that we both liked and recorded them.
And in your own mind, did it turn out the way you kind of thought it would, or was it very different from the way you thought it would come?
No, it sort of worked out the way I thought it would, you know, just the combination of our voices. Terry, of course, is a great soul blues voice, and I have a pretty good baritone, so we sort of complement each other quite well, I think.
Had he appeared on any of your albums before? I think he had, hadn't he, going back a while, is that right?
Yeah, he's played on an album, Call Me. It was after I met him at a festival in Winnipeg in Canada, and I talked to him, and he and his then partner Bobby King sang on that album. And then Terry has been touring with me and my band Blue Groove at the time for several tours in Europe and the States, and he worked on Journey On and Crazy Moon.
Right,
too.
Yes, that's right. See, I thought the name seemed pretty familiar from the albums, because we've got a pretty comprehensive collection of your work here. And then the album came out towards the middle of 2008, was that right? Or early? No.
Actually, it came out on my birthday, which was the 5th of April last year. And I had my 60th birthday, It was a really good opportunity to launch the album. Terry came to Vienna, and lots of other musical friends came too. And we had two great concerts in a beautiful club in Vienna.
I was going to come round to that, but we brought it there already. So last year was your 60th birthday in April. Right. You had a big concert, and that's coming out now as a CD, am I right?
Yeah, it's going to be a double CD. Mm. My wife convinced me that we had to record it. And so I've been sitting listening to hours and hours of music, and we finally got it together, and the album will be out end of May.
Right, it's a two CD set. Yeah,
yes,
amazing. And is that really, when we listen to it, is that going to be a compilation or a look back at virtually your complete oeuvre, all the work you've done over the years?
What no, not really. It's just the concert that I did with friends that showed up. You know, some of them I didn't even know that they were coming. And
so, was there a set list for the concert?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, everybody had like a little short time to do his thing.
Yeah.
And I, of course, played with lots of people. And it wasn't it's not really going to be a blues album per se, because there was people like Cowboy Jack Clement, a great producer from Nashville, and a few guys from the Dubliners were there. Donovan showed up.
Really?
So it's going to be a pretty broad kind of an album, but it's a good document.
Yes, we'll come back to the album and all the people who were there after another piece of music. What we're going to do now?
Maybe I should do a song about Big Bill Brunsie's guitar. Big Bill Brunsie was the first bluesman I ever heard at home in Holland on Radio Luxembourg, and my first albums in the States came out on a label out of Chicago, Flying Fish, and the record boss at Flying Fish knew about my fable for Big Bill Brunsie, and he took me to the Old Town School of Folk Music, where they keep Big Bill Brunsie's guitar. And I was fortunate enough to play the guitar, and they let me play that night in a well-known jazz club, the Green Mill, too. And I wrote this song on a plane going over to Chicago to the funeral of this record boss, and all this went through my head. So here's a song called Big Bill's Guitar. The first time I heard a blues, some 30 years ago. First time I heard Big Bill Brunsie on late night radio was a total revelation. I was spellbound. Just a white boy lost in the blues, he moved me with his sound. Echoes from another world, fingers dancing on the strings. One voice and one guitar, how that man could sing, just a dream. Black, brown, and white. True sounds full of emotion send shivers up and down my spine. Hooked on blues, Big Bill is to blame. Since that night his music moved me, my life ain't been the same. Across the ocean, bury a friend of mine. Still can't accept the bitter truth. Memories keep coming to my mind. Once he spoke a blues man that he knew, and he took me in his car. Show me a triple 28 Martin flat top. Used to be Big Bill's guitar. She's in Chicago's Old Town School of Folk Music in the closet behind the door. Since Big Bill's dead and gone, she don't raise her voice no more. I felt a strange sensation when I first touched those strings. Somehow I still could sense the hands that used to make this guitar ring. Hooked on blues, Big Bill is to blame. Since that night his music moved me, my life ain't been sing.
Is that the way it came to you on the plane, basically?
Yeah, I wrote it on the plane. Well, there's plenty of time from Europe to Chicago. So.
That's true, yes. and did the guitar sort of feel as if it had all the history still within it, kind of thing?
Yeah, it's for a sort of little dusty. They keep it in a big old cupboard on the third floor, and the strings were rusty, but it still had the feel. And to me, it was a very romantic sort of experience, and it felt like the soul of this great musician was still in the instrument.
Yes.
So it's certainly had an impact on me.
I notice you're traveling with, I think, is it two guitars I can see in the back of your vehicle? Is it two you're traveling with?
I actually take this one, which is a standard tuning, and I take one in an open tuning, and I bring a 12-string too.
Of course, that's
so
right.
So it's actually three guitars when I'm driving.
Mm. Let's go back to your birthday bash then. And so you took this very prestigious venue in Vienna, knowing that you were going to have all these friends coming as well. Or how did the whole thing come together?
Well, I'd invited friends, mm-hmm. and some already had told me that they would come like half a year before.
Right.
But some people just popped up.
Yes.
So it was a great party. You know, we had a party for about 4 or 5 days. You know, so it was really good. And lots of fans from all over the place, from Europe and Northern, mm-hmm. North America came. So it was really nice.
Complete sellout as well then.
Yeah.
So great feel.
Great,
yes.
Yeah.
And has it been difficult to sort of filter everything down to make two CDs out of it? Or?
Oh, yeah, you bet. That's the hardest bit of it, because there's so much music, and you just have to trickle it down to a few songs, because I was going to do one CD, and after listening for about a day, I knew this was impossible to do. So it's going to be a double CD. So I think we hit quite a few good moments of the shows, but of course there's still a lot left that we couldn't use.
And you mentioned people like Donovan. I mean, how are you and he friends? Do you go back away?
A long time. I used to open for him in the 80s, mm. and I did a project some years ago, a tribute to Daryl Adams.
Oh yes, yeah.
And Donovan was very instrumental in that too. So we've known each other for a long time, and we did some songs on that album too. Mm. And he's just done a DVD, and. There's a song of Donovan and Arlo Guthrie and me on it too. So,
right. So
there is some musical connection and a good friendship too.
Hmm. In terms of the writing, I mean, you mentioned this isn't going to be what you would call a typical Hans Taysink album, but it's obviously going to be coming out and it'll sit within your complete CD discography. So your next album, though, and how far away are we from that one? Are we very far away?
Well, I'm thinking of doing another solo record,
mm-hmm.
but Terry and me are also talking about doing another album, because Visions really went extremely well.
Yes.
Like we sold lots of copies, mm-hmm. and we were nominated for the Blues Music Awards.
Well, we'll come to that in
a
second.
Memphis.
Yes, but you've picked up awards in places like Denmark as well, haven't you?
Yeah. We just got the with Visions. We got the best foreign album of the year. Mm-hmm. We got the Danish Music Award,
which is very good. How do these things work? Do you put the album forward, or do they just sort of select it and then call you up and say, "Hans, we've got some news for you," kind of thing?
The Blues Music Awards in Memphis, they actually want you to send them records,
mm.
and you actually need to send quite a few, because they send them out to all the journalists and
okay.
all the people that will
yes.
eventually choose the few nominees. But the other places, people seem to have the album, and
just call
all
you
of a sudden it came.
By the way, Hans, you've won an award. Yes. Yes. Does that mean you have to go to Denmark to receive it, or how does that work?
I didn't go because. Oh, same as next week.
Yeah.
I was gigging, and But my daughter lives in Denmark, so she
oh, that's nice.
She picked it up. Yes. So that was
so
nice.
So the family are going around collecting your awards for you.
That's good. That's my wife is in Memphis next week, so so I hope she will pick it up.
Mm.
That would be fantastic.
So what are you working that night? I was bearing in mind the time difference. So it's going to be, she'll find out presumably in the evening about 8 or 9 o'clock, which is going to be like 2 in the morning here or something.
So,
and
the gig will be over, but...
And you'll be in your hotel room waiting for the phone to ring.
Right.
Yes. It would be wonderful if it would be actually was gig time and then the phone could ring on stage. You could just say, I got the award. You're up against some fairly strong opposition though, aren't you, anyway?
Yeah, it obviously would be because there's so many blues albums coming out all the time. You know that.
Yeah.
And so they must have hundreds of albums to choose from and to distract the few nominees. Mm. So
and you're the only European nominee as well. You're the only.
I suppose
person.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see any familiar European names on the nominee list, so I think I'm the only one.
People like Rory Block and who else was? And there's Rory Block and Paul Rochelle, Annie Raines. That's right.
Right.
So yes. So I think you are the only European name there, which is also a very high accolade as well. Because, as you say, there've been lots of albums released in the last 12 months. Lots of albums in Europe too, and therefore for you to be selected out of all of those.
Yeah, I'm amazed of the number of bluesy, rootsy albums that still come out all the time. There's lots and lots of them.
In some ways, it seems to be quite a healthy musical genre. In other ways, it doesn't seem to be quite so healthy. Because I mean, some of here in the UK, especially, some of the venues have closed, and the attendances have been down a bit. So, how do you see it? Do you see it as you travel across Europe and the rest of the world?
Well, I haven't seen it going down yet.
No, I mean, don't say yet.
No, I mean it seems pretty healthy. Mm. Yeah.
And also, the one thing I've noticed on the few times I've been out is that the age range used to be, I would say, old farts like me, but actually there are lots of young faces coming through now, which is good news.
Yeah, especially there's always some young boys wanting to learn the guitar that's in the first row, so you get those.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and I think people are ready for live entertainment again.
Yes.
You know, they really like to see the music happen here and now, done by a person and
that's
not
right.
by a machine.
Yes, and somebody who actually can encompass all the different influences and genres over the course of the last 30 or 40 years. Let's have some more music. What are we going to do now?
Well, I'll do another one that we did on Visions. I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. 229 will pacify my worried mind. Trouble and love came to me, and it sure did blow my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel like dying. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The wind's gonna come, blow my blues away. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Mind, it's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, and of course on Skybird Radio in the USA, and also as a podcast on an MP3 file and earbuds somewhere near you. The last two albums you did, you're quite particular in where you record your albums, aren't you? So the last two were a church and also somebody's private house, weren't they?
Yeah, I just found some places that sounded really good. I like to experiment with mics and rooms and tried to use this.
So did you have that luxury when you were with Terry in America, or did you just have to choose?
We just used a good studio, but we had a great engineer, and it was a really, really good place to record. And he had really good microphones too, and good gear, so,
yes.
So it was a pleasure recording there.
So obviously you take an active interest in the technology part of it as well then, do you?
Yeah, I don't know much about technology, but I know when it sounds good. So,
yeah, you know what it's like.
So
it
I sort of...
That's right.
And I know microphones and stuff, so I can tell that it's a good piece of work.
When you're traveling and people supplying stage PA and things, do you bring your own microphone as well?
I usually do. Yeah, I usually do. And I also have like a pretty good following in the hi-fi circles.
Yes.
So I still make vinyl too.
Yes, of course.
And people really liked it, and they like the quality of recording that I come up with.
It's getting more and more difficult to get the pressings done now properly, isn't it? So where are you having the vinyl made?
There is a factory in Germany that we use.
All right,
and
yes,
they're
yes.
doing a good job.
There's only one left here in the UK now, right, and they are fairly pushed, I think, to get the material through. But yes, you're right. It's still a growing demand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's starting to grow, because I noticed that on my tours, people demand more and more vinyl again,
yes.
So it's quite interesting.
But the logistics of carrying it must be fairly complex.
Yeah, that's of course. In the old days, that's all we had.
Yes.
And you had to be careful, especially on sunny days like this, to leave your records in the
that's right, in the van,
in the car.
End up with 1,000 plant pots, yes, or ashtrays.
But it's sort of awkward to carry them, but. Then again, if people really like them, and I like vinyl myself, so I go out of my way to take them around.
And do you do any recording on stage when you're traveling? Just just as a sort of record of the venues and the gigs and things.
Or? Lots of engineers do. They just record it on the desk
and give you a DAT tape at the end,
and I get a tape of it. But I don't really. Record much myself now.
And do you occasionally are you getting surprised by people coming up and suddenly appearing in the audience and wanting to join you on stage, or is that sort of continuing?
Well, I get lots of friends that come to shows, and musician
yes.
friends. Like last week, I was playing near Amsterdam, and all of a sudden, Paul Milne showed up, a great blues
yes.
piano player, songwriter from London. And yesterday, a few friends showed up. Dave Peabody, a friend I've known for years, great blues guitar player too. Prager was there.
Do you bring them up on stage, or do they tend not to?
They didn't bring their instruments. Oh, right, so,
okay,
so
yes.
I think it probably used to be like people would jam a little more, but these days people are quite happy to listen to the other person.
Yes, and
sort of,
and then just say hi,
enjoy
at the
end. Evening,
and that's, yes,
and of course sometimes there is a good opportunity for a little session, but you need sort of a certain setup and microphones, and if it's set up for a solo person, that's a little difficult to get
that's
people
so true,
in there.
That's right, yeah. 60th birthday is a bit of a milestone in a way. Are you finding that you're slowing down a little bit? It doesn't sound like you are.
Well, I used to do about 200 concerts a year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm down at about 150, which is still a lot.
Yes,
But I try to slow down a little.
Is that kind of a deliberate thing, or just because your body is kind of saying, Hans, you're not 35 anymore?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do. You know, I can just because people keep calling, and it's of course hard to say I won't do the gig, so I just pick the better ones and try and do not to overdo it.
Mm.
And sometimes also try to maybe get a month off the calendar and just, you know, stroke it out. Just keep a month empty, and I didn't used to do that.
Right. In terms of sales and profile, coming as a nominee for the Blues Music Awards in Memphis and Tennessee is a good thing. If you win, when you win next week, it'll make a massive difference, won't it?
I'm not quite sure, but I hope it will. So,
you know, I would have thought that obviously just people who suddenly think, Hans Taysink, do I know him? You know, and then the sales presumably will make a big difference, I would
say. Yeah, I mean, and even to be nominated, I mean, I got a lot of great response on that. So so people sort of all of a sudden notice that you're there. So
is this your first nomination?
And also this thing together with Terry, which is quite a unique duet, you know, that we do. And so people all of a sudden get aware of it.
Yes. Is Terry going to be there? I mean,
no, he's not going to be there either, because he's also touring.
Terry. So basically, you just...
But I know that the nomination gave us like an invitation to a blues cruise next year. So
they're rather good, yes.
There are a few spin-offs. And there's quite a few festivals that have called, you know,
and said,
because they heard about this album, and so that's a nice thing.
So it gives you a good impetus for another 18 months to 2 years or thereabouts. The power of the and of course you can use it forever more. Is this your first nomination for the awards?
For the Blues Music Awards, yes.
Well, I mean, they used to be called the W.C. Handy Awards, and they were renamed the Blues Music ones. And so basically, it means you can have Blues Music Awards nominee on your flyer from now on. Basically, doesn't
it? Yes. Oh yeah.
We're gonna keep our fingers crossed for you. Are you heading to the States any time later on this year, or?
Not this year, but next year I'll be going over. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the logistics of setting that up are quite complex, I guess, aren't they?
And yeah, so. it's not all that easy, but it can be done, and we got like a pretty good circuit, you know, to work. So
a circuit that kind of grows each time you go in terms of venues.
Yeah, I tend to have like 50% the same venues that I do over and over, mm-hmm. and then there's always a few new ones. So that's a nice circuit.
And covering all the 48 or mostly?
Usually I stick to a certain area.
Okay.
You know, so I have quite a good setup in Texas and Georgia and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I play quite a bit on the East Coast too, around New York, Philadelphia, that area.
Really. And what about the West Coast? What about California? Are you strong there?
I've done a few things with Terry there, and we'll probably doing a few festivals next summer.
So it looks like the next year, 2010, will be your US year, I guess.
Maybe.
It looks that way. It's been so good to have you back again. What are you going to finish with?
Well, maybe I should do a song that I wrote for Luther Allison. He was a great friend and great blues musician, but also a wonderful person and sort of a philosopher.
He gave so much, didn't he? Yes. Pay it forward, I think, wasn't it? That was his motto in life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was a fantastic person. And he sort of appeared to me in a dream. And when I woke up the picture was gone, but these words were in my head, so this one is for Lusa. Guitar when I lay down last night, heard some heavenly blue, saw you standing in the spotlight, you smiled and I felt closeness, held out my hand but you were gone. You gave me sweet inspiration, woke up and I wrote you a song. I welled a blues was your church, you invited to sing. Your blues are universal language, no matter what color your skin. You taught us stand together, people, instead of being apart. You gave us healing blues power, it came straight from the heart. If there ever was a preacher preaching the blues, if there ever was a teacher that could fill out his shoes, there was no boundaries, no limits when Luther played the blues. Flocking to see you when you came to town, they knew you would give it all, they knew you wouldn't let them down. Sometimes you asked me to join you for a tune or a song. Man, how you lifted me up, I didn't want to come down. If there ever was a preacher preaching the blues, if there ever was a teacher that could fill out his shoes, there was no boundaries, no limits when Luther played the blues. Fixing to die, I called you one last time with tears in my eyes. You were too weak to speak, and death was taking its toll. Ah, well, the brave got your body, but the blues got your soul. Mm-hmm, if there ever was a preacher preaching the blues, if there ever was a teacher that could fill out his shoes, there was no boundaries, no limit when Luther played the blues.